What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Small State Big Takes, presented by House Enterprise. We have a message from our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whether it's a college football bet, an NFL bet, or all types of sports bets, the DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. If you use the code SSBT and bet $5, you can instantly score up to $200 in bonus bets. Listen to the episode to hear more information about this DraftKings promo, but if you're a new customer, head on down to the DraftKings Sportsbook, use the code SSBT, and instantly score those bonus bets. Enjoy the episode, and remember, the house always wins.
Welcome back to Small State Big Takes. This is episode 270. We got sidetracked this week, honestly. Busy week, but better late than ever, I guess. We're just gonna throw out a little banger because the streets are talking, the streets are begging, and you know who are we to deny what the people want, right, Steve?
Dude, facts. You know, Big Take, shout out to my boys that always want to hear this, and girls too, if you're out there. Don't know many girls listening to this podcast, but if you are a girl and you listen to this, thank you. But shout out to my boy, first and foremost, James Murph. Love you, bro. I really appreciate you fucking asking for a pod every week. You always want one. I can't believe it. But, dude, you are the truest certified psychopath I know. I saw you cleaning out a drain the other day on the side of the road. It was crazy. I saw James Murphy. He was standing there by the side of the road cleaning out a drain like a true talent worker. I was so fucking impressed. That's my fucking boy. And then shout out to my boy, Ed Hand, who needed this episode like oxygen. So shout out to him. I didn't know we were going to record this quickly, so we didn't ask you to come on. But yo, Ed Hand, we're going to get you on ASAP, Rocky. And shout out to you, Ollie. Wait, real quick, too. Shout out to my boy, Joshy Martin, the fucking father of this pod. Shout out to my boy, Gilly. I don't know where the fuck y'all are right now, but shout out to you, bro. And shout out to you, Oliver. Merry Christmas, you son of a bitch. All right, there you go. How to get that out of my fucking system. What's up?
All right. Yeah, it seemed like that was really built up. This was extremely spur of the moment because we got a tweet from our good friend over there, Ed Hand, said, literally, he said he needs an episode like oxygen. So we're just delivering right on the spot, like 10 minutes after that tweet went out. We're delivering on the spot, just me and Steve.
It was like putting up the bat signal.
Earlier today, friend of the program, town worker of the year, probably, in my eyes anyways, James Murph asked me where the newest episode was. And who am I to hold that away from them? Short notice, Josh obviously can never make short notice these days, which is understandable. Gilly usually needs a heads up as well, so he might be traveling at this time anyways. I'm not really sure of his whereabouts right now, but hoping all is well with those guys. We talk every day, obviously, so I'm pretty sure all is well, but if it's not, I hope it is. And I tell you what is not well right now, Steve.
What's up?
Is my current mental state of being a Boston Red Sox fan. And
you know what, dude?
The state of MLB free agency. Like, can we fucking do something, dude? It's almost the new year, and two people have signed. Like,
I know.
As bad as MLB offseason typically is, this is just taking it to a new level, and it's not even a good free agent class, and it still is fucking boring as shit and lame as shit. And like, come on, what are we doing? Like, what's the fucking holdup? Why do we all need to wait for one guy to make up his mind? And by the way, make up your fucking mind already. It's not like you weren't like Yamamoto. I get it's a big decision, right? Let's talk about this. How long has he known this was the year he was fucking going to the major leagues?
I know.
Probably at least 2.5 years.
Would he forget?
Like, you had to have some sort of idea. Like, no, if your mind was not made up coming into all this, how is it not? Like, you know Ohtani.
Don't
come. You know these Japanese guys that have come over in the past. You know fucking Yoshida, like you've talked to these guys, you know the legends of Japan and
Tanaka.
Like you know the drill, Senga. Like, how is it taking so freaking long? You're having one meeting a week for 2 or 3 months. Like, come on, dude. Like, just make it. I'm at the point where even if the Red Sox somehow become way victorious, I'm like, I don't even fucking want him because he's such a prick right now. Come on, make up your goddamn mind already.
He's become that guy that like says he's going to come to your party. Oh, he's coming. Oh, I think he's coming. Oh, he might be coming. Oh, no, he's not coming. Oh, maybe he is. Dude, you know what, dude? Stay home. Stay the
Isn't that
fuck
you,
home.
though? Isn't that you?
That's me. That's me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's
Okay.
relatable. Yeah, that's
Okay.
why I'm saying it. Yeah, it's me. Totally. I think that. So, I, like, if it must be frustrating as shit to invite me to a party because maybe I'll come, maybe not. So, you know what's frustrating as shit for
Yeah,
Yamamoto?
who did that over the weekend? I don't know.
That's why I said it. However, if that motherfucker comes to your party, you know it's going to be a party. So, you know what? Give me Yamamoto and give me at a party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, two things that nobody will ever get to see.
That's right. That's right. You got to keep things rare. Keep
Yeah.
it fucking fresh, Ollie.
I guess so. Don't
Yeah,
worry,
dude.
we
Fucking.
had no offense, but
How'd it go?
everybody and their mother saw that coming, so we filled up the slots before you even bailed out.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
figured.
Yeah.
How was the party?
It was it I wouldn't call it a party. It was just a group of people going to Topgolf. It was a good time, but
Just a group?
part of me was thinking that you were actually going to go just so you could rub it in my face that you went to mine when I didn't go to yours.
Yeah.
I
Hold on a
thought
second. I'm
that
gonna turn my car off.
was going to be the main
The main
drive for you
attraction.
to make that.
Oh, one second. Can you...
Oh, he's switching over to his Bluetooth car because he's got to go somewhere. Kids always got
Yes. Yeah, so,
plans.
yeah.
Busy guy.
Kids busy, man.
Busy guy.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was the plan. And I actually forgot what came up.
Yeah,
What
must have
came
been
up?
real
Oh, it was my
important.
6 month anniversary, bro. Six
Yeah,
month
'cause
anniversary, bro.
we're in middle school and celebrate 6 month anniversaries now. Come on.
Hey, you know what was funny? I went to Matunuk Oyster Bar, and my girlfriend made the reservations for the big anniversary or whatever, which is not even an anniversary. And so they come out with like a cake for us and shit, and it was like this big fucking to
Oh
do.
my God.
And then the fucking waitress goes, "So, how long have you been together?" And I go, "6 months." And all the people walked away with their head down.
Yeah, no shit.
I was fucking
Oh
dying.
my
I'm like, dude, I
goodness.
should have been
Oh,
like, oh man, I meant years, 6 years. Oops.
can I see your ID? You're 31 years old? Oh my God, grow up.
Get the fuck out of my restaurant, you piece of shit. And then we used a gift card too.
Oh, you're the worst.
Oh my God, I was dying.
Gilly's gonna
Fuck
get
it.
mad at me
It
for
was.
this if he listens, but not a big Matunuk Oyster Bar guy.
No, me either, to be honest with you, but
Although
like,
the last
whatever,
time I
I'll
did
go.
go, I changed it up, and for the first time ever, I got steak frites, and it was pretty damn good, actually.
You got motherfucking steak at Matunuk Oyster Bar?
Exactly. I
The
went.
fuck?
I hey, ex that's my point. It's not a very Ollie friendly menu, so I was like, fuck it, I'll get steak frites, and to my surprise, it's literally just steak and French fries.
Ooh.
That's all steak frites is.
Sounds...
That's the frites part.
Well, you must not be French because I already knew that, Ali.
I didn't. I actually am French too. That's fucked up, isn't
What the fuck? And I'm not, so how about
it?
that? Hey, you know what I fucking had? I had a pasta dish, so I can't really hate on you either.
I fuck with pot. Yeah,
It was
yeah. Are you an
like
oyster
chicken and
guy? Did you
prosciutto.
guys, do you get oysters when you go there?
No.
You're not an oyster guy,
I
right?
don't like oysters.
No, they're
No,
fucking
oysters.
disgusting.
Yeah, like the raw. We got some raw ones. I didn't eat them. Maggie did, but we got some fried ones too, and those were good. I actually had a couple of those.
Well, yeah, because
That
you're
was
just eating the fucking fried dough. It's like,
right. I'll eat those all day,
Like,
but
do you like
fucking
calamari? No, you just like the fucking fried calamari.
right. You ever had the fucking calamari that's not fried or not like yeah like we think of it like in sauce?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's fucking gross. Like, anybody that has
Oh yeah.
oysters, by the way, I assume they're just sloshed with hot sauce and butter and, whatever,
Yeah.
lemon. Like, come on. You don't actually like the oysters. It's just a funnel for all the other stuff.
Yeah, and also anybody that eats oysters like raw like that, they're I think of them as either brave or like slightly just not thinking straight. It's like, well, I don't know what you might like. You might be welcoming in like a bacteria that's gonna take you down for days. Like, hey, if that's what you're into, go ahead. But like, that's really risking it for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if someone says that they love oysters, I want to put 12 in front of them without any condiments. You can't
Yeah,
add anything.
show
Just
me.
eat them. Just eat them. Show me if you actually like oysters or not, because you're not eating 12 straight oysters with nothing added to them. You're not doing it.
Absolutely
Nobody's
not.
doing it.
Never. Never.
No, they
Not
just want
happening.
the Tabasco and the lemon in there.
They're just, yeah, and then like that little cold feeling that goes down the throat. Ooh, I don't know.
Ah, nasty.
Ooh, I don't know what's going on.
Sickos.
Oh. So what else is new, Ellie? How's life treating you? You all done with your Christmas shopping or what?
Haven't started.
Nice.
Dude, every year this happens now. I've gotten to the point every year I just like, this year I'm gonna get all my Christmas shopping done early. And then my birthday comes along and I haven't started. And I'm like, yeah, just another year of me not doing anything. But like I don't have to get anything for my girlfriend this year because I got her a big like birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day
Combo.
combo vacation present. So
Ooh.
that part is nice, but I still got to do like all the family shopping. The only thing I did
Yeah.
shopping for was my dad.
Oh, And then who else you
Yeah.
got? Your brother, sister, mom?
Yeah, well, we did a Secret Santa with the youngins this year, so instead of buying gifts for everybody, I just have to get something for one, which is kind of
Awesome.
nice.
Oh, so you're good.
Yeah, but then yeah, I gotta find something for my mom. I usually just get my mom chocolates from the store down the street, and that's a hit 10 out of 10 every time. It's kind of lazy, but at the same time she likes it, so I'm probably just do that.
What's the fucking chocolate? What's the company?
You know that place, you know where the Cafe Tempo is?
Yep.
That coffee shop? There's
Yep.
a little chocolate store right there at that rotary. Very, very good if you ever need chocolates. And
Good
for
to
some
know.
reason are you're up in Warwick. You know, they home make all their shit. It's really good.
Next time I come to visit you for your birthday, I'll stop in.
See you next year.
See you never. Next plumbing issue you have, maybe I'll swing by.
Yeah, don't jinx it, but I've been on a good streak here.
Dude, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I was thinking about your that job the other day because it came up on my Snapchat memories of you and I at Lowe's.
Yeah,
And
it
I was like,
happened on my birthday, my first birthday in this house that my fucking basement flooded.
that was your actual birthday, the day
That was
of?
on my birthday. I had plans to like go hit up a simulator or some like a golf simulator with my dad, and I woke up and took a shower and I was like, hey, we can't go do this because my basement's flooded. So then I
Wait,
called
so
you up.
you spent your whole day just with me doing that day? Wow.
Yeah, that was tough.
Actually, it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, good bonding moments.
Was
Just bros being bros.
just bro shit, you know, just going to Lowe's, and I remember that battery I had one bar of health in it. I was like, oh
Yeah.
my God, how are we gonna? I didn't know it was gonna be like this. Next thing you know, I thought it was going to be like a quick day. Next thing you know, we're replumbing the basement. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a
That
long one.
was a motherfucker.
Oh,
But
it's
I'm glad
good.
it's working out good.
Yeah, good to know a plumber.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's for you. That's you, so.
Yeah, no, it's good to know one, but unfortunately, the motherfucker's me, so fuck me.
Let's see. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, it's something I wanted to bring up to you. Rap music this year sucked all
Yeah,
around.
for sure.
I'm seeing a lot of end of the year lists right now, and I'm trying to make like this is just my dumb fucking brain, but I always like to make a little list of myself of what I like the best all year. I listened to a lot of music this year and put in numbers, you know, put in like listening numbers for sure of all new stuff. And like Drake's album comes up near the top for like not for me, like for like all these lists. Like, that album sucked. Like let's be honest, the album was low quality. Like these fucking a lot of this music that came out this year was not like there wasn't a single classic I don't think dropped except for like maybe in my opinion, Lil Uzi Vert's album. I know you are not a big fan, but I loved it. Lil Yachty's album. Otherwise, not very memorable music this year, in my opinion. So that's my hater fucking take of the week. Thank you for
Yeah,
listening.
man, I can't disagree. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I listen to new music all the time because I don't. So I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, did you listen? Was there any album to you this year that stuck out to you that you're gonna like re-listen to like next year and like have to have it in the rotation?
There was a couple new Eminem songs on the whatever that thing he released was this year.
Don't know what you're talking about.
The expanded Marshmallers LP2 edition had like three or four new song five new songs. A couple of them
Okay.
were good. I
Okay.
listened to that Russ album a fuck ton this year. That was an album that I didn't like at first because it was like kind of Russ has two versions. He's like Chomp Russ, where he's like bringing on all these features and rapping, and then there's Sad Boy Russ, and this was more of a Sad Boy Russ album, but it grew on me fast. I listened to it a lot. Other than that, no, like I didn't like listen to any new music this year.
Fuck. See, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the
Well,
world anymore.
all the people I like don't release music anymore.
Like who? Juice World? Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke is one of them, yeah. Dude, imagine how hard a
Tupac?
new Pop Smoke album would go right now, though.
Yeah, oh, I was thinking that the other day. My God, he—that was the only guy that was had like a refreshing sound, and then gone, gone.
My
If Pop
most
Smoke came back from the dead, oh, imagine.
recent album that I downloaded, I'll give you two guesses. You're never ever gonna guess it, but let's see if you can get it.
Is it a rap album?
Yeah. It's
I hate to
very
hear that.
old. Very old.
Very how old are we talking? Like what era?
Brief interruption from our regularly scheduled program to talk about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Pretty exciting time of year. You've got the NFL in full swing. College football, things are heating up. NHL just came back. Baseball, you've got the playoffs and the World Series just around the corner. And you've also got the NBA and college basketball just about to return as well. It doesn't get better than that, in my opinion. And what better way to celebrate and enjoy those games than by participating in some wagers with DraftKings Sportsbook? You can download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code SSBT to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. Again, code SSBT only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. A lot of great promos and sports boosts on a nearly daily basis. A lot of fun ones to sprinkle some action. Even on those Thursday night games, World Series plays, etc. So again, promo code SSBT for new customers, and please enjoy. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Please call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks.
80s.
I see.
No, good guess.
It's really 80s for real?
Yeah, sorry, God.
And it's rap?
Yeah.
Give me fucking. Is it gangster or is it like funny? Is it like Beastie Boys?
It is Beastie Boys, yeah.
Let's go. Is
That's
it
my,
License to Ill?
yeah, that's my most recently downloaded album.
No shit.
Because I was like, I don't know what came over me, but I wanted to listen to some Beastie Boys, so I downloaded it. And I don't like download everything I listen to. Like, I'll go search it, listen to it. If I like it, I'll download it. That type of thing, you know? So there's probably some music that I listened to this year that I just forgot about because I didn't download it and I don't listen to it anymore because it's ass.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I fucking feel you. I have not downloaded much music this year myself. I kind of like give it a listen and then I'll fucking, over the cloud. I'm not putting it to my phone anymore. Because
because
back in
all
the
this
day
new
when Apple Music.
music, like, I'm looking at the most,
Yeah.
like, some recent albums, like Nicki Minaj album, Don't Care About, Tate McRae, have no idea who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Libby Yonka, don't know who that is. Maggie Lindemann, never heard of her. Like, I don't know who any of these people are. And that's like Kid Leroy, no fucking thanks. Heard
Oh,
you.
come on. He's all right.
I heard you. AJR is a band I actually liked. I didn't know they came out with a new album. Maybe I'll listen to that one. They've got some
All American
bangers.
Rejects?
No, AJR, not All American Rejects. I can't go
Well, if
for
it
an All
was All
American
American.
Rejects album right now, dude. Fuck it.
Dude, that would slap right now. A little Papa Roach, maybe? A little fucking The Fray?
Little Limp Biz?
Dude, a little Linkin Park? R.I.P. Chester?
R.I.P., but fuck it. Let's get it. Let's get it one out
Bring
here.
him back.
Yeah,
Bring him back.
I'm not a big new music guy anyways, but I like
I'm
what
looking
I
through my
like,
shit.
and that's usually what I stick to.
You also have the new Lil Wayne 2 Chainz album?
I didn't listen to that.
It's okay. It's a few good songs on there. I love the new Young Jeezy album. That was fucking awesome.
Like Rod Wave. Oh wait, this is best of 23.
Rod Wave kind of. I don't care.
Yeah. Why is
I'm like
I
I'm
didn't
like.
even know Nicki Minaj came out with a new album. Is it new or is it a remaster?
No, it's brand new. It's like Pink Tape 2.
Is it any? It's fucking 35 songs. What the fuck?
I listened to about probably 7 songs, and
Tell
they're
you what,
all
there's the
like,
50 Cent feature, so consider me intrigued on that song.
ooh.
AZ came
Yeah.
out with a new album?
Yes, that was good. That was good.
AZ, one of the best rap verses ever.
Life's a bitch and then you die.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's the one. Lil
Big X
Zay
the plug.
Osama, who the fuck are these people? That's another
That
thing
album
is
sucked.
that's another thing is I don't know Q the Fool. New Paul Wall album? Okay, now we're talking.
It sucked. I listened to it. It
Yeah,
sucked.
I'm shocked. FMBDZ, Certified Trapper. Who are these people? That's my
I don't know. Who
Baby
how are they
Yamo.
getting how are they getting fucking like the promo to be like on the top of the music fucking
Lil
charts?
Papa.
Who Lil
Who
Pop
are
is
these
okay.
people?
Lil Pop is okay.
Rocco and Zaytoven.
Zaytoven's good.
Big
He's a
Crit
producer.
album. I wonder if Josh listened to that one. Big Crit. It's only 4 songs though.
Yeah, big Crit, man. I don't know.
Big Crit is like 21 Savage to me. Like in a feature, he doesn't miss. But I'm never like listening to something released by them.
Yeah, he's always trying to like be like preachy a little bit. It's like, dude, just stop, just stop. I listen to Big Crit, but like, it's aight. It's aight.
It's aight.
It's aight. Like this is, I don't know. We're in a weird state of music, of rap music right now, because like either if you're lyrical, you're hated on, but then if you're not lyrical, you're biting somebody, like you're biting someone's flow. You sound like Playboi Carti, a little Uzi, or you're like everyone's faking it. I don't know. Everyone's a faker.
Fake
No
it
one's
till you make
original.
it, I guess.
Give me a fucking like. You know what I like to see here for real was BLP Kosher, and I think you like him too. He's got some of the best one-liners I've ever heard, ever. Like he's in the Action Bronson category.
Oh my god, these names are like I can't take them seriously, honestly.
I'm gonna send you a link after I get off this call, and if you don't like it, just turn it off. But I promise you, if you listen to it with the lyrics, if you like tune in, you'll be like, holy shit, what did that guy just say? It's fucking hilarious. Like he just. Oh, you know, I heard a song the other day. Oh, it was by Czarface. He said, "I'm playing the field like Ellis Burks." Like, whoa! And then he said, something about how his wang was so big. He goes, "It's my dick is Pascal Siak in a Fiat. It won't fit." I was like, "Whoa, that was good. That was good." It stopped me for a minute. Czarface, who is that's Inspect the Deck, and like two other producers, and it's like a new group. They're good. Czarface is good. The album came out this year.
Take your word for it. Last thing, what are your thoughts? Did you see any of this stuff Verdugo was saying in his base, like little interview thingy with Yes Network?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I'm not going to hate on it. You know, I'm a little bit sour that he's gone, and to be honest with you. And I bet you he's disappointed that he's gone. I think he had unfinished business here. And realistically, I think he's disappointed in himself and in Cora. And I think he just wishes his whole tenure went better. I'm not trying to stick up for him either, because he's got to be more accountable. But I'm just overall pissed off at the direction of the Red Sox. And I bet he is too. But, you know, I think he had higher standards coming here, and he fucking is disappointed as shit, you know? That's my two cents on that.
Yeah, I agree with his points about, like, he made some points that was basically like, basically calling out Bloom, saying like, yeah, we should have added pieces at the deadline. It's like, yeah, I think most players feel that way when they're a game out and they don't add anything. You're like, well, what the fuck? But I don't like his attacks on Cora, because we kind of know that they had a little, like, they didn't really get along. I think that was pretty obvious. But like, some of the things you said are pretty passive aggressive towards Cora, and I'm siding with Cora over Verdugo 10 times out of 10.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Because we knew like, this wasn't just like something that came up with Verdugo's attitude and work ethic. Like, that was a known thing, and it just carried over. Cora didn't care for it, didn't stand for it, and he finally like got punished for it and didn't like it, and now he's kind of crying about it, excited for a fresh start. Newsflash, he's I wouldn't be surprised to see Boone pull some of the same type of shit that Cora does with him.
Absolutely.
I don't think Boone's really had been that position with a player kind of giving him this attitude and, like, you know, kind of punkiness to him, which a lot of Boston fans liked, and I was part of it. Like, I liked the shit talking. I liked the way he, at least at the time, he liked the city. He liked the fans. He liked the atmosphere. But to his point, like, in September, the Fenway Park shouldn't be a ghost town like it was this year. And
right,
that's where I kind of agreed with him. Is like, you look around and there's nobody in the stands in the middle of September at Fenway Park. Like, what are we doing? But if
right,
they don't put a product out there that fans want to go see. But he's part of that product, so, you know, you can kind of talk yourself in circles there. But at the end of the day, he needs a fucking beard, because holy shit.
It's true. Hey, I got to go, but I love you, Ollie. I'll be in touch.
All righty.
Peace out.
And there you have it, folks. A little impromptu Thursday night, Friday morning, Small State Big Takes episode for the boys and girls alike that needed it. I don't really have any closing remarks here. 29 years old, that's old as shit. Life comes at you fast, so I'm taking this year to better myself. I deleted DoorDash, we'll see how long that lasts, but I think that's going to be a good step in the right direction to get back on track. And take care of yourself. Everybody else, take care of yourself. Have a good Christmas if you celebrate. If you don't, enjoy the holiday season at least. And the Happy New Year. We should get together at some point next week to put together a little episode and, you know, a little year in review like we usually do. As always, appreciate each and every one of you that listen. I know the number of listeners goes up and down throughout the season, but we'll see how it goes next year. A lot of moving parts over here, obviously, with getting together on Monday nights isn't as easy as it used to be, so we're doing our best. I think that'll do it for me. I'm going to sign off. Like I said, enjoy your vacation. If you're on one, enjoy your Christmas. If you celebrate, enjoy the 3:30 sunsets. Daylight savings time, man. What a scam. That shit is depressing as fuck, leaving work at 3:30 with the sun setting, and goddamn, that feels like shit. I don't think I'm alone in thinking that either. That feels like mega shit. And I think we'll leave it at that.